When you're, if you're recognized, come forward, state your name and address at the podium, and then make your statement. Thank you.
Good evening. The purpose of the public hearing is to provide the citizens of Sussex County an opportunity to participate in the development of the Community Development Block Grant application that will be submitted to the Delaware State Housing Authority around February the 15th. For the grant purposes, the funding level will be from July 2009 to June 2010. Starting off with a brief summary, we started in, Mr. Baker did send out letters to all the municipalities in back in October asking who wanted, if anybody, community wanted any to participate in this block grant application and the county to apply on their behalf, which we have been doing for the past many, many years. The block grant application is basically funded from HUD to the Delaware State Housing Authority. The county municipalities from Kent County, Levitt County, Sussex County have a right to vie for through application process for the approximately $2 million. And I found out today, as late as today, it's about $1.96 that would be available this year. Historically, about 70% have always been used for housing rehabilitation, which is an eligible item. Demolition is also eligible item and also used in infrastructure projects, small infrastructure projects in the past, in communities that need it and are willing to do a small match. The match would be $10,000 for less than 10% of less than 100,000, 15% for less than 200,000, and 20% match for more than 200,000. 50% a minimum 50% administration is required, and that is generally through the county council's budget to perform the services that the communities need in order to get community development block grant application and funding. The guidelines are simply is the basically the programs geared towards the low and moderate income, and HUD classifies that by income levels. The number one is for one in the family is $3,850. Two is $35,250. Three is $39,650. And council has the appropriate numbers in front of them all the way down to eight. I also have some in the back that if anyone's willing or wants to pick one up, the income guidelines. The other application and applicant's criteria is basically must be a Sussex County property owner, permanent residence, deed in the owner's name, and primary residence. Must be unable to make the necessary improvements or secure the credit necessary for the to make the improvements themselves. Taxes must be current in the county and the town. Home must be insured or insurable. Homeowner must sign a non-interest-bearing lien for 62 and under would be 10 years and older would be 5 years. At the end of that time, the grant would go to a zero interest-bearing lien, not avoid itself, basically. The average grant is about $15,000, and the funding level for this I will get to. I have Bray Whaley, assistant director for my department. We went to all the towns. As I said, Mr. Baker sent letters, and he will go over the status report from last year, and then I will go over the appropriations that the advisory council, the staff, and the towns have requested after that.
Okay, thank you very much. In fiscal year 2008, Sussex County Community Development Office received $1,089,000 in CDBG funding to complete housing rehabilitation, sewer and water hookup projects. The areas that were funded were the town of Laurel with $90,000, the town, city of Seaford with $90,000, Milton with $90,000, Coverdale's Crossroads with $150,000, rural Selbyville with $85,000, Ocean View with $50,000 for hookups, and then we had scattered site rehabs with $335,000 and scattered site hookups with $55,000. To date, we have about 52% of the work completed. We have about another 20% of the projects under contract or the funding is otherwise allocated. We anticipate helping about 131 households this year. We've also used the majority of the funding that the County Council gave us, which has been very beneficial. It gives us the flexibility to do some emergency type things like ramps and heaters. Over the last 5 years, the county has received $7,700,000 in CDBG funding, and we've assisted 765 households. So every year, as Mr. LeCate said, we usually start September or October with the process, meeting with the towns, and we meet with the county officials, and then we start the application process, which ends up to be about 600 to 700 pages. When we get done, the average case file, we're required to do quite a bit with HUD, gives us quite a bit of documentation. We end up with about 90 pages per household, which has the lead-based paint guidelines and all the income guidelines that we make just to make sure everyone qualifies. And I'd just like to thank the council for the support they've given us in the past. It's been a very good program, and it's really helped a lot of households.
Thank you. As I said, the towns were notified, public hearings, and this is were performed in each community that requested our assistance. We ended with tonight. We met with advisory group yesterday for recommendations. So the following communities we are asking or getting ready to finish the grant and submit it. Blades has requested an infrastructure project, storm drainage, again, for $123,050. They will have a local match of $196,220. Blades is also requesting 5 rehabs, $80,000. Bridgeville, 10 rehabs at $180,000. Del Mar, 7 rehabs, $126,000. Allendale, 5 rehabs, $80,000. Georgetown, 5 at 80, Greenwood, 5 at 80, Laurel, 10, 180, Melfort, 10 at 180, Melton, 10 at 180, Seaford, 10 at 180, and Selbyville, 10 at 180. Scattered rehabs, 20 for 400,000. Scattered site hookups, 60,000. That's the funds that we use to help our engineers to do hookups in various areas where we put new sewer in, but we run across the individuals that cannot afford to have the plumber to hook them up. Coverdale, 70,000. Rural Lincoln, Cedar Creek, 90,000. West Rehoboth, 100,000. West Rehoboth demo, 35,000. Pinetown, 90,000. Rural Selbyville, Poly Branch, 100,000. Now, the principal and the sake of the new council members. Some of these you'll see pretty much the same far as the what we're asked in or they're asked in. Naturally with 1.9 and we have already about 2.7 applied for, there's going to be cuts. Ken will probably come in about 2 million too. So being realistic, we could certainly ask for more than that, especially on the rehab. But what we have done in the past, staff, is we start in this sample like Laurel, Seaford, Selbyville, and Bridgeville currently have the most on the waiting list. Therefore, the housing authority is going to figure that they need it the most, so we applied for the most there. The other ones may have 5 or 10. The good news is there that the waiting lists have gone down, and so we are making some impact in those communities. Prime example, Georgetown years ago was up to about 30 on the waiting list. Now they're down to 4. Now that's not all CDBG. It's also their code enforcement stepping up and being proactive, which is very good, and most communities do a good job on that.
Thank you, Mr. LeCates. Is there any questions from the council?
Yes. I'm sorry.
I've been sitting in on meetings, his group, and I have to commend them. They're doing a fine job, and I really recommend this resolution.
Would you like to read it, Mr. LeCates?
Yes, I have a resolution for approval, please. Actually, I have two. If I could do the small one first, and it's basically a fair housing resolution.
I'm sorry, Mr. LeCates.
I'm sorry. Got to close the meeting, right?
We jumped the gun a little bit.
Yes.
I'm going to ask for Public opinion.
I'm sorry.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to be heard concerning the community block grant development program?
You did say Bridgeville was one of the worst, had some of the worst
Bridgeville
problems over there.
I better not say that. No, they have they have quite a few on the waiting list.
Conaway,
they didn't get funded last year.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I took a lot of heat for that.
Mr. LaCates, we may have a speaker. Mr. Okay. Conaway, would you like to come forward?
Not really.
He was baited.
If Cole speaks, somebody has to answer. I did not come tonight to speak to this. It's a wonderful program. It does very well. Last year, my name is Conaway, Joe Conaway, president of the commission. Last year, we weren't outfunded because we did better than Adler, and they put the money where people had not been able to do as well as Bridgeville. So, Mr. Cole, we're now trying to catch up because we didn't get funds last year. But we'll use the money as we have over the past year. It's almost $1 million, I guess, if you count when this program started. And if you drive through Bridgeville, as Mr. Wilson does, you'll see that a lot of homes have now been rehabbed and put back in shape. So we're very proud of Mr. LaGates. Came to our meeting this year, and we'd recommend you approve it as is. In fact, why don't we double everything and go for $4 million? Because Kent County doesn't need anything. They're not doing anything up there anyhow.
Yeah, we now have a three-minute limit on speaking. Mm-hmm. Keep that in mind. No.
That's additional.
At the discretion.
That's additional.
Is there anyone? Is there anyone else who would like to be heard concerning this program? Let the record show that no one else has to be recognized.
One thing I didn't understand.
Yes.
The hookups, what do you mean with that? Like Coverdale's got hookups. I don't understand.
No, Coverdale. The hookups are basically sewer projects, water hookups. Central sewer.
Is there Central sewer in Coverdale?
No, we don't.
Pinetown has been a good example
Pinetown.
This year. Pinetown had a...
But you said there's a hookup in... I wrote it down here. There's a hookup in Coverdale.
No, it should be.
Coverdale's just rehabs.
No, before that was scattered site hookups. That's for the non-incorporated areas of Sussex County.
Six rehabs.
I read that, too. I got that written down.
Yeah.
But I thought you said something about...
Yeah, before the Coverdale project, I said scattered site would be 30 hookups, and that would be anywhere in the county. And historically, like this year, sewer project ended in Pinetown, and we were able to go in there, and Mrs. Deaver knows that through stopping by that we were able to do, what, about 30 now? We just took other applications.
About 30.
Yeah. So,
big improvement.
But that can be anywhere in the county.
Yes.
Scattered.
And wherever the need is there.
Mm-hmm. These are not new people to the county, and they are not second homes.
No.
What do you got against second homes?
Mr. LaGates, okay. I think we may be getting close to being able to
read. Do you need to close the meeting or do this now?
Public hearing, huh? You would. Was there anyone else? There was another comment from the council. Does that give rise to any comment by any member of the public? Thank you.
Apparently, there's no further
public input.
We will close the public hearing. Allow Mr. LaCates to read the resolution.
Okay, I have
and then
two.
We will have additional comment available to the council at that point prior to the vote.
Okay, thank you. Whereas the Sussex County Council recognized the importance of fair housing for the citizens of Sussex County, whereas the Sussex County Council supports the goals of the federal fair housing law, now therefore be it resolved that the Sussex County Council heartily encourages all parties involved in renting, selling, or financing of housing in Sussex County to ensure that no person shall, on the grounds of race, color, national origin, or sex, be discriminated against or denied a fair and equal opportunity for housing. Be it further resolved, the Sussex County Council, when acting as administrator of the Sussex County Community Block Grant, is hereby authorized to take such actions as deemed necessary to affirmably further fair housing in connection when applying for the Community Development Block Grant.
Is there a motion to that effect?
I'll so move.
Second the motion.
A motion by Ms. Deaver, a second by Mr. Vincent to approve the resolution as read by Mr. LaCates. Is there any further discussion? If not, we'll call a question. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Thank you.
Second resolution. The resolution is endorsing projects to be submitted to the Delaware State Housing Authority for funding from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development and authorizing David B. Baker, County Administrator, to submit applications. And I will briefly, the county's application will be 1.1, Blades 123 and 80,000, Bridgeville's 180, Delmar 126, Allendale 80, Georgetown 80, Greenwood 80, Laurel 180, Melfort 180, Melton 180, and Seaford 180, and Selbyville 180. And be further resolved that Sussex County David B. Baker is authorized to submit the above-mentioned projects to the State of Delaware Housing Authority for funding.
Can I get a motion to that effect?
So move you.
Is there a second?
Yes. Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Vincent, second by Mr. Wilson. Mm-hmm. Is there any discussion by council? If not, we'll call a question. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Thank you, Mr. LaCates. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Griffin?
Yes, we have several. First is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a regional water facility to be located in certain parcels of land in Georgetown 100 containing 2.25 acres, more or less with an easement area containing 2 acres and an easement area containing 0.25 acres. Filed on behalf of Artesian Water Company.
Typically, these are introduced by the council member representing that area. And where exactly is that area
that
again?
That is
Sam Wilson,
Georgetown 100.
Mr. Wilson, would you like to introduce that?
Yes.
Okay.
Next, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in the B1 neighborhood business district for multifamily dwelling structures. 2 units to be located on a certain parcel of land in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 33,906 square feet. This is for Kemp's Package Store, Route 16 and Route 30.
In Broadkill, is there a council member that would like to introduce that?
All right, I'll introduce it.
Ms. Deaver would introduce that.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a nonprofit facility meeting place to be located on a certain parcel of land in Indian River 100 containing 2.436 acres. This is filed on behalf of Dry Dock Inc.
Your Honor.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in AR1 agricultural residential district for a boat storage and RV storage facility to be located on a certain parcel of land in Baltimore 100 containing 8.34 acres, Mark and Don Thierault.
I'll introduce
it.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to expand excavation of a bar pit to be located on a certain parcel of land in Dagsboro 100 containing 40 acres, filed by ML Joseph Sand and Gravel.
Mr. Wilson, would you like to introduce that?
I can introduce it.
Okay.
Ordinance.
Tell my district, but it's okay.
Ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an outpatient physical therapy clinic to be located on a certain parcel of land in Lewis Rehoboth 100 containing 24,553 square feet.
Lewis Rehoboth?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district and a GR general residential district to a MR RPC medium density residential district residential plan community for a certain parcel of land in Cedar Creek 100 containing 141 acres, that's Shipbuilders Village LLC.
Cedar Creek?
I'll introduce it.
That's all the ordinances for introduction tonight.
Of course, the introduction gives no impression that you support or have any opinion on the introduction, on the application. It's simply a formality. We do have additional business to be brought before the council from the public. We don't have a sign-up sheet, but we would ask that you keep your comments to approximately 3 minutes. Mr. Kramer.
Mr. Kramer, should we start the clock as you walk down or when you get here?
Mr. Kramer?
I don't care when we start the clock. Doesn't matter to me. I've been here all night. But if you interfere with me, my time's going to keep on trucking.
Mr. Kramer,
My name is Dan Kramer.
Could I gently make a comment?
It's like this.
Mr. Kramer, could I gently make a comment that you try to maintain a respectful tone? We will give you the respect. We ask the same from you.
Well, you earned the respect, and you will get it.
Thank you.
And it's like this. Now, you guys said you wanted to make this an open public forum, right, so everybody could show up. But you just screwed up the public because you turned right around and voted to do an every night meeting. Now, what's the guy that works at nighttime? When is he supposed to come in here? When you have a public hearing, he has no say in the matter. Before, he could go to planning and zoning and raise Cain there, and it was all fine and dandy. But the nighttime guy, guess what? You just screwed him because he can't go to any meeting unless he takes off and costs him money.
Thank you, Mr. Kramer. Are there any other members of the public that would like to make comment? If not, we have an executive. I'm sorry. Come up, Mr. Tyler.
My constituent.
My name is Michael Tyler. I live in Lewis. I just have one request or concern. And that is, when signs are put up for a public hearing, they're this big. And they're really difficult to see from a car. You can't. On a bicycle, I have to stop and take a look. Up in Newcastle County, they put a much larger sign that's very visible by moving traffic. And I'm wondering if, I don't know if this is the forum for you guys to consider or if it should be done at planning and zoning. I asked planning and zoning maybe 2 years ago about this, but if there's some way that could be brought to the forefront, I know it would be more expensive, but there may be a way to have these signs be reusable and that the insert be large enough to be visible from a vehicle. Even the vehicle that pulls off the road can read it without having someone get into traffic or endanger themselves.
Mr. Rogers actually was looking into that before he left. He had some ideas on that, and I don't know if... did he share them with you, David, at all? Because I talked to him about it one time. Because the sign we use is on a stake and it's cardboard.
And it bends from the wind.
Well, it's just many of them are very small. Anyway, and I've never been anywhere else that I've seen such a small little sign that is so fragile. So I think, I would support a consensus Lawrence, if you find out what maybe some other counties do. They have some of these little plastic boxes that protect things. If you could come forth, maybe some ideas, and if there's a consensus to support Lawrence looking into that and bringing it forth, I think it is a good idea. But
yeah, I didn't know Mr. Tyler was going to bring that up, but I have gotten hundreds of requests for that.
We've had many complaints,
yes.
Right, Lawrence?
Many requests.
Well, I just thought since there was new members, they might consider looking into that.
Thank you, Mr. Tyler. Okay, if there is no objection from the council, I'd like to ask that the county administrator take a look at that. Next week, I think we'll be focused on the budget, but maybe the week after that, we could bring it to the front, and I think it's a worthy suggestion.
I think
other members of the community?
Hi, I'm Esther Shelton, and I'm president of the Sussex County League of Women Voters. And I just wanted to thank you all for your grant. They Represent You as one of our most popular publications. If people have problems, they very often don't know who to go to, and that little booklet tells them who to go to. And it also encourages participation by the voters. And I think that's something that keeps democracy going, so we really thank you.
You're welcome.
Congratulations. You all do a wonderful job on that. And it's on very heavy paper, and it lasts 2 years. It's wonderful.
Are there any other comments by the community? If not, I'd like to entertain a motion that we go into executive session.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
If there's no discussion, I'd like to ask for the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.